Welcome to BFN Radio's Extra Hour. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. I'm here to encourage you. Joining me and encouraging you this morning is the one, the only, the man, the Ed McMahon of BFN Radio, Pat Hamilton.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Also joining us from the Heights, well, from New Jersey, John Ramos.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Be encouraged this morning. If you were joining us in the first hour, you heard all kinds of understanding of personality, how God's created us. If you want to understand you, listen to the first hour today and understand your spouse and your children and your employees and your boss. Oh, my goodness. Well, welcome our new listeners this morning, Samuel and Alan and William. We love you sitting in the virtual stadium of VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program. Morning, morning, morning. You are listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me this morning to encourage you is Pat Hamilton.
Good morning, good morning.
And John Ramos.
Good morning.
Good morning. Wasn't that a great first hour?
Oh, yeah, that was really good.
Just a really great first hour, you know, where we, yes. You know, were able to just explore. I mean, the Lord kind of just took over the first hour when we began to talk about, you know, personality. So if you missed the first hour today, and you want to understand yourself and understand your spouse and understand your boss or employees or, you know, maybe your fellowship of gathering, you know, God's created us differently. We have different strengths and different weaknesses, and we have things we need to work on and things we just do naturally. And it's important to really understand how God's created us because he's called us to be one. Mm-hmm. And one way to help us become one is to understand understand how God's designed your brother or your sister.
That's right.
And so it's not only your wife, it's not only, you know, your husband, it's not only your children, your son or your daughter, mm-hmm. or your parents or your boss. These are people, and they're your brother and sister in the Lord if they're Christians, and you need to understand that they're not like you, it doesn't mean you're not the measuring rod.
That's right.
You know, you're not the measuring stick for people, you know, and your personality and how you're designed does not determine whether people are sane or not.
Right,
you know,
or wrong.
Yeah, right or wrong. It's actually Jesus. You know, Jesus is the standard. And it looks like right now, and just some breaking news here, is that the Tunisian U.S. Embassy compound is reportedly a rampage taking place in the embassy. We're, you know, kind of waiting to be able to share some of the things that were going on, and thousands in Kashmir protesting the anti-Islam family that we talked about. And we have something very important yesterday that you need to share with people. You need to hear it and understand our perspective. It's called Making God's Sense of Turbulent Times, Our Perspective. And that's our perspective, you know, and how we kind of see things. And it explains kind of how we feel about, you know, what's going on and why we're talking about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, an ungodly people and a rebellious people will use anything to be able to do what they're doing.
Sure.
But understand right now and this is breaking news, to some that are listening, and if you go back and look, you know, we've been talking about this. We talked about brace yourself, and we talked about what's going to come, the coming storm. We talked about prudent preparation, you know, and if you have not yet begun to watch VFN TV, you need to go to VFNTV.com and begin to watch it now. I don't know how much time that you have to be able to watch it, because God does nothing unless he tells it to his people, to his prophets first. But if you don't listen to the prophets, then it doesn't matter whether what God said or not to you, because you're not going to be prepared. You know, prudent man sees danger and prepares, and the fool doesn't and suffers for it. But you think about it, you know, we have an American gathering of our leaders, choosing our leadership in North Carolina, where the Americans denied God three times, you know, on the platform. Denied Israel, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. The Hamas is supposedly not the enemy, you know, of Israel. And they are. That our president publicly refused to meet with and intentionally choosing to disrespect Jacob, or the prime minister of Israel, to disrespect Israel, telling Israel that, telling the prime minister, if you attack Iran for this nuclear weapons, then you're on your own.
Yeah.
It was such a powerful statement that Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, backed out of Syria somewhat to be able to say, hey. But then we find out that at the American gathering that was in North Carolina, that the DNC, that the big squadron of naval ships that were behind them, that was probably like, you know, I would say 40, 50 feet tall
and massive,
the whole, you know, maybe.
Whole screen, the whole thing.
But the screen's like subjective. We're talking about the whole field.
Back of the stage.
I mean, bigger than that. It was just huge.
Was a
Russian fleet. It was a Russian fleet of naval ships, Russian naval ships. So they're sending a message out to, because he told Vladimir Putin, he said, listen, after I'm elected, I'll have more flexibility. And that's a huge sign when you have, imagine having U.S. Navy ships up behind, you know, Vladimir Putin when he's running for president, as if he did, in Russia. And then we... then after doing that, immediately after our president says, I will not meet with, he goes to Vegas. He goes to Vegas and meets with young children out there who don't even, they're just disconnected from reality, because they're cheering while he's talking about the death of our ambassador, the death of three Americans, you know, in the Libyan embassy. But as soon as he did this to Israel, and as soon as Americans, by the way, these are Americans, they're not, God doesn't see us as parties, you know, he doesn't see us as different races or different genders, he sees us all as Americans.
That's such a good perspective, because I think a lot of times we just get so focused in what's going on in our own country, we get so compartmentalized as believers that we just forget that God sees the big picture.
Well, as an American, we can impeach presidents, and we haven't. As an American, we can impeach judges. And we didn't. We could have it. We didn't. We could have read our Constitution, and most haven't. You know, we could have read our Bible, and according to George Barna, 82% of Christians who profess to be Christians aren't even reading their Bible, much less, of course, obviously not the Constitution. And we didn't. So that was Americans. That was a byproduct of what happened in North Carolina, of what we chose to do in America. And now, right after he does this, right after we as a country do this, now we have battleships going to the Mediterranean. Understand this. When somebody says, oh, we're sending battleships to outside of Libya. Well, Libya is like 2 inches away from Egypt and 4 inches away from Israel. You have to understand, you know, when you go in the Navy, you know you're going to do a 6 months med cruise. Why? Because the Mediterranean cruise is all that area over there. You're going through all those different countries. And when you hear about Africa, a lot of people don't understand that Egypt and Libya is an African country. These are African nations. These are the northern parts of Africa. And the northern border of Egypt is Israel. You can go, once you step one step out of Egypt, you step from the northern border, you step into the southern border, sort of the southern territory of
Israel.
And which is only like 60 miles wide at its widest point right now. And now we have warships over there. We have Navy SEALs that are lost. We have an ambassador that's dead. They're charging our embassies and mobs. They're mobbing our embassy in Egypt. They're ripping our flag down in Libya, where they killed our ambassador and burned our embassy there. Kashmir protesters. And they're wearing, by the way, they're wearing the Guy Fawkes mask.
Yes.
Do you know that?
They're wearing the Guy Fawkes mask.
No, make sure
you reference that in this particular highlight, John, so you understand that. But you can go on VFN Torch, and you can see that God spoke very specifically on many times about this Guy Fawkes mask. Because don't think 5.2% of the world population. That's all America is 5.2%. And to think that everything's based on us shows the epitome that 95% of the pride is in America. You know what I'm saying? So it's not about us. It's about God. And then people are wanting to rule the world. They're wanting to rule the world here. And what you're looking at is, I believe that Bill and Hillary Clinton, you know, settled to give up the United States so that they, as I was talking about yesterday, you know, CNBC is running a special, you know, about President Clinton and saying he's president of the world. Now you had the elders of the world that started some time back as they began to look at it. And George Soros has put Hillary Clinton up under her and Bill up under his wing. And that's where when Chelsea, their daughter, got married, they stayed at George Soros's daughter's house. And George is world power. He flips nations for economy gain. It's a game, but it's second heaven, being driven by second heaven. And as we speak right now, America's being crashed. You know, we know this. God has shown me that, and shown several others. But I've seen it. I've seen what's happening. It started under President George W. Bush, and George Bush was holding on as tight as he could, but it was an inevitable crash that was coming to America, and that and they knew this, and when Hillary Clinton and at that time Senator Barack Obama, both senators were running for presidency, they met with George Soros and this world viewpoint crew, and when they came out of that meeting, that's when they restructured their campaigns, and that for some reason Hillary backed off, which was a huge thing. But when you promise Jezebel the world, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And that could be a man or a woman, but you know, but when you promise somebody the world, what's 5.2% of the population?
You know,
and so Barack Obama wanted to be the president, but he wanted to fundamentally transform America, and so it's been fundamentally transformed, and it's just waiting for the crisis to the point where this shadow government can just kind of come into its place. And with only, 19% of the church even reading their Bible, with only 3% being concerned about their heart. Listen, do you think we really, you know, for what reason other than God has a plan, that we're not going to fix to go into something here that it's not going to be comfortable for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so as it shifts, things begin to shift that, brace yourself, but realize right now they're rushing our embassies. They're throwing, they use the word Molotov cocktail, and they need to quit using that. They're throwing gas on fire on our embassies. You know, they call it Molotov cocktail, but most people don't even know. I mean, what is that? A cocktail? Do you drink a cocktail? What do you do with it? It is a container filled with gasoline with a rag sticking out of it that you light on fire. And you throw it, and when the glass breaks, fire goes all over you and burns you.
Wow.
You know, and if it throws into a window of an embassy, it burns the embassy down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it goes through a car window, it burns the occupants of the car. You know, they're stoning and they're throwing firebombs at the American embassy. And our president was slow, as normal, to respond to this because I believe his agenda is being fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I also believe, based on what God has spoken to me, that he's set man by God, that he's been set in place to humble this nation, and that I would refer to him as like Jehoiakim, like Josiah's son. When Jehoiakim was put in place, he was put in place by Egypt. And when you see the partnership with our president in Egypt, his very first international speech, and you can find out about this, you know, and make sure there's a reference to this on the post about the teaching about Christianity, America, Islam, and Israel, and that understanding of that, because you'll see his very words, you know, talk about it. But when he just said yesterday that he doesn't know whether Egypt is a friend or a foe. And the Muslim Brotherhood is the president of Egypt. You know, he just provoked.
How do you not know when you go over to Egypt, Cairo, and give a speech and invite the Muslim Brotherhood to hear your speech, your
Eight
first
members,
international
yeah.
speech,
mm-hmm.
and then you don't have the president of that country, Hosni Mubarak at the time, not even come? How do you not know if you're their ally or not an ally at this point?
Well, he's made a huge error in you know, but you know that when you understand that when God begins to do something, that the one that's all being used to do it doesn't really realize that God's using them to
sure.
take his people under a time of oppression and that type of thing, like the Assyrians. But the Assyrians, they were confident that they were being used because of their intelligence and their wisdom and their knowledge. And even though they were evil, and God was saying he was letting them come in like a flood, as we talked about, I think, yesterday or the day before, but God saw that their proud look and their haughty eyes in that they were taking credit for it. So mm-hmm. even the lost people who take credit for what God's doing, he says, I'll give them a wasting disease mm. for them actually doing that. And so as we speak right now, understand that our president, based on what, now we're not saying that, hey, you know, we saw him in the natural do this, but we're saying we saw him, God has revealed to us prophetically in words of knowledge that he's made a covenant with Islam, and which you can see the fruit of it, but he made a covenant in the White House with Islam. And as you can see, there's tons of fruit where, you know, Michelle Bachmann also put this reference in there in this post, that Michelle Bachmann says that the Islam has infiltrated our government. You know, the FBI has deleted radical Islam from everything. Now even CNN is saying, come on, you got to identify this element as radical Islam.
Sure.
You know, you won't say those words. You won't say radical Islam. But notice this, that those who call themselves liberal or moderate, you know, Muslims, you don't see them standing up in America and condemning this. And I can't tell you why, but I would assume the same reason everybody else is not saying nothing, because they're scared for their lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and if you privately in your closet say you don't approve of this, but in your life outside you don't say anything, you approve of it.
Mm-hmm.
You approve of it because you're choosing your life over the truth. And if you're quote a moderate Muslim, you know, if you say those parts of the Quran about, you know, conversion, servitude, or beheaded is not part of your way of doing that anymore, you need to stand up and say that. You need to say, mm-hmm. I don't know where that came from. Be like the Mormons. I mean, they change every 2 years. You know, they get a new word, and you know, they have all kinds of transitions that take place. You know, and they just say, I don't know what we were believing then. You know, and,
yeah.
and they just change what they believe. You know,
yeah.
But you still have it in the Quran what it says there. And so, from what we're seeing, what God's showing us, America, this, we're fixing to go through a turbulent time, and you need to be prepared. It's going to take more than just water and food. The biggest thing it's going to take is salvation. You don't want to, you know, you can assume you have enough money to pay your power bill. You can assume, you know, you have enough gas in your tank to make it across a bridge. You can assume that your marriage is going to work out, but you can't assume that you're saved.
Mm.
Right.
You're going to need to know.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need to know now. You want to know now, because what the Lord has shown me, there's going to be massive loss of life, massive loss of life, and a very short period of time, that even a major airline will dedicate itself to transporting the bodies of the dead, you know, and whether, you know, I can't tell you very specifically about it other than they were transporting them to the Eastern Gate, you know, you can interpret that since no man knows the day or the hour. I mean, that could be the church is about to go.
Mm-hmm.
It could be the rapture of the church, you know, and no man knows, you know, so it could happen in a blink of an eye right now. I mean, right now, what's happening right now, the church could be taken away. Totally taken away. Things are happening so rapidly. And that what that means is if you aren't saved, you're not going to be taken away. You're going to be left to go through a tribulation.
You're saying being prepared. You've been saying that for quite some time. But actually, this month is actual National Preparedness Month.
Are you serious?
CDC, we're going to make this available on the torch for the CDC, the Centers for Disease and Control Prevention. This is the month. Be ready. September is National Preparedness Month. And it talks about a kit, a plan, be informed and get involved. Kind of like what we've been saying here on VFN Radio.
Well, you remember when they called it, it was the Father and Son Month. I mean, when the word starts going out, it's like the word is hit. Well, you can go to the VFN Torch and select on the menu. You get there by going to VFNTV.com, prophetic warnings. And you have, you know, these different words we're talking about. Also, you can go to VFN TV. Listen, you need to cancel all your reality programs. You need to cancel your extra sandwich at the table. You need to cancel your whatever you're doing, and you need to watch nonstop everything that's on VFN TV. And if you're around a whole bunch of people who talk about Jesus but don't know them and don't profess him, they're not reading their Bible, that you're hearing every single week a message on grace, and you know that you're looking at the fruit of what's going on and they're in love with the world and all this kind of stuff, listen, you better run for your life. Let me tell you what's going to happen. Let me tell you what's going to happen to this big crowd that you're at right now. This is the Lord show me. He showed me the doors of these big, huge, lost crew buildings. They're going to be running out of the doors.
Mm-hmm.
And if those are the ones that don't know God, they're teaching some other gospel. But they're running out, and they're not running out to leave you or leave something. They're running out because they feel like sheep. They're scared. And they're going to be running towards God. God wants his people back. He said, my sheep know my voice and follow none other. When we get together, amen means this. You've been hanging out with the shepherd. I've been hanging out with the shepherd. You abide with Jesus. I abide with Jesus. You love Jesus. I love Jesus. We get together and we talk about Jesus. Mm-hmm. What happens? He manifests between our testimony. He manifests between what we're talking about. And then we both go, what? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen is not the end of some song on the third and the last, you know, verse of the song. I mean, it's actually a response that we have because we're hearing and we know God. And you can know him today. If you don't know him, you can know him. Go to meetmyfather.org. We shared a couple of our testimonies to help you out. Then you need to begin to abide with him. You need to get connected. Maybe a VFN family's for you. There are many believers throughout the land and throughout the world that are walking with God. You know, you need to find them. But if you don't know any now, you know, quickly get connected, get related, and join the VFM family if you need to in one of our fellowships around the nation and soon to be around the world. And we've prepared for this day. We've prepared for this hour. And it's going to be a rapid, it's not going to just go out. It's going to be rapid and more rapid. And the more it looks like Jehoiakim is going to lose this thing. And I was just talking to somebody recently, and they're having their hope in a politician. They're thinking, well, if this politician doesn't do it, then this politician will do it. The answer is not political. The answer is the church, God's people turning back to him.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely your answer is not a Mormon, although they have the white horse prophecy out there that they're talking about. And God, if God can use the Assyrians, if God can use Jehoiakim, if God can use Egypt to be able to speak to his people, then God can use a Mormon to be able to fulfill something that he wants to do. But just because God uses a Muslim to do something does not mean Muhammad's right. And just because God uses an Assyrian does not mean some pagan temple is right. And just because God uses a Mormon doesn't mean Joseph Smith is right.
That's right.
You know, understand that God can do what he wants to do, but understand that we should be in his word, abiding with his word. And we can't just like, oh, well, God can do anything he wants to do. And if his people did not listen to him, that means he can't use us at the time. So he'll use people around us to get our attention over and over and over again. And you're going to have prophets to begin to prophesy. Oh, it's going to be the best days it ever have. And all this is going to come back. And it's going to be all this good stuff. And this is what, you know, Jeremiah was told by God, that you don't listen to those guys. They're lying. Don't listen to them. You listen to them, you're going to be destroyed. So you got to pay close attention. You cannot use yesterday's knowledge to determine what's going to happen tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Every single day you need to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. You're the church, by the way, not to what he's saying to a building. You need to hear what he's saying to you. And this is what the Lord's saying to you right now. You're listening to this, is prepare. A prudent man prepares. There's a you can hear on VFN TV, prudent preparation. Go there and prepare now. You know, don't waste any time. I don't know how much, you don't have a lot of time. You don't have a lot of time. And realize if you don't prepare, you and those that you're called to lead, your family, your spouses, your employees, and all these different stuff, they're going to be vulnerable during this time because you didn't listen, because you just kept on burying your head in the sand of denial. This is huge. The American people denied God three times. Right before the second time, they walked up and the lady prophesied in front of everybody to the chairman of the DNC. She said, "You got to give them what they want."
Mm.
And they gave one more vote, and this time they voted no, and then they booed God when they found out that he was going to be on their platform, and they booed Israel, Jerusalem being the capital of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, forgive us.
And they being us, Americans.
Yeah.
You know, and all of Israel suffered when the Pharisees said, "Let his blood be on our head," and all this crucified. I mean, everybody, you know. Mm-hmm. You understand, we're one nation.
That's right.
And so
under God, right?
Everybody's under God, but I don't think the hearts of America is under God right now.
Exactly.
And he's going to bring some stuff in. And so we knew when we were coming on this, we started VFN TV and VFN Radio to you, to the world, we knew this day was coming. Mm-hmm. And we risk our lives and we're risking everything. And we're willingly lay it down for the cause of Christ so that you would know.
Mm.
Cheer us up and listen to God.
Amen.
Begin to abide with him. Request an abiding plan today. Go to iabide.org and begin to listen to his voice. Quit listening to what men say about God. You get in his word and you let God speak to you. You're going to have to hear him now. You know, we went through some dry runs, and you can go back and listen to Brace Yourself and listen to everything that we have in VFN Radio and VFN TV, so you can be prepared. But we went, when it goes down, it goes down. And when it goes down, you don't know when it's going to come up.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to even hear anybody talk about it, because when everything's down, it's down.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're listening to God, God will tell you what to do.
That's right.
God will tell you what to do. And his church will live. You know, his kingdom will expand. And you need to be ready, not only just to, it's not about saving yourself, because you're supposed to deny yourself. It's actually about saving the lost.
Mm-hmm.
It's about us turning back to God and repenting and coming back to him. But then it's for us to be able to lead other people to him. It's not the great suggestion. It's the great commission.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to seek first his kingdom. Then we're supposed to preach his kingdom. It's all about him, and it's not about us, you know?
That's right.
And you can find out more. But we'll be right back in just a moment. You know, I just want to say this before we go in this first hour. You know, I think about that, Promise Keepers, when Coach McCartney, began, God touched his heart and he began to share with his friend about, we just got to get, men together, and we got to get people together. And two men, one man, then two men, then 40 men, as they began to do this and build small groups of men around America, then eventually that filled stadiums. But the stadiums weren't filled because Coach McCartney had an idea.
Mm-hmm.
It was because God wanted to begin to get men in small groups and begin to show them himself. And so that happened. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, when it came out of the stadiums, it just died out.
That's right.
You know, and what God birthed in us at that particular point was, that it was time. What is the next step after the stadiums? And if you go look at our history, our history started with next step. And it was it wasn't just an idea. It was like, what's the next step after the stadium? Because these men were alive, and they went back to sleep, and they got back seduced again. They went back to where they were when they were dead. They came out. They came alive in the stadiums and the small groups, and they went back into that. So what was the problem? And then we went through a process of repentance where we went into the wilderness to repent for the turning the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers, and God moved mightily. We finished that aspect of it. And then we went with the traditional model of what we've seen happen, and all we realized that is what's producing the death. And we had to stop that. Then God called us out to begin to birth, what we're doing today, understanding that God wants his church back. And I think about this. I think about, Reverend Billy Graham worked really hard. I mean, they would start probably a year, 9 months in advance to focus and fill one particular stadium. And right. he would go in there, the stadium, and everybody worked so hard to bring whoever to come into that stadium and fill those seats to be able to preach the gospel to them once. Once. Wow. And then when he would preach once, think about it. When he preached once, that all of a sudden, people would find God. People would get saved. And they, and he transformed a lot of our nation and our presidents and all the things because he just preached the gospel one stadium at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about this. You think about how very specifically that here we are today.
Right.
And what we're finding out that God's called us to stadiums. We've seen the stadiums filled with people. We've seen them filled with people all across the nation. We've seen them. We've seen them crying out to God, and we've seen this taking place. But what's going to happen first, like the groundwork happened to Reverend Billy Graham when he began mm-hmm. to work and do what was going on. He would begin to do the work, and then the stadium would be filled to preach the gospel once. But what we found out is this, in VFN radio, based on what we're understanding at this present point, that when we share with over the 900 million people that are available right now and they're connected in the social media atmosphere, there's 1/6 of the world's population, that if we share with them VFN TV and the VFN radio program, that out of every dollar that we use to share it with them, one of them comes and sits in our virtual stadium. And they don't come, and they like us on Facebook, mm-hmm. or they connect to us and download our app, but they like us. And so $1 produces someone sitting in that seat based on what we presently see. Where, think about it. So, and with Reverend Billy Graham, who's did an awesome thing for the Lord, you know, he preached once to him, but with VFN TV and the data radio program, when you sit in our virtual stadium, when you sit and listen and you have your VFN TV app, you have your VFN radio, you have Facebook, you have the VFN Torch. I mean, it's just, you're just every day the gospel is coming to everybody who sits in our stadium. When you help fill that stadium, that virtual stadium, for $1 per person, it looks like, think about it. I mean, if you just write $10 a month, you can fill 10 more seats in this virtual stadium. The probability is just huge. I mean, think about it. Even $100 a month, 100 new seats get filled a month. You have this 1,200 seats that you filled at the end of that month yourself, all by yourself, or maybe even a dollar. We can begin to transform instantly. Think about it. I'm looking right now at a particular article on a broadcast that we had over 73,000 people. Think about that. That's a stadium of 73,000 people that heard the prophetic word over what's taking place on one particular segment. Be a part of it. Let's turn the heart of this nation, and we can turn the heart of this nation by filling this virtual stadium. And if we'll fill this virtual stadium, this is what I believe. We'll fill stadiums all around this nation, but they first have to be filled, and the gospel has to be sown into their hearts now. How can you do that? Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. Click on fill the stadium now, and maybe it's $1 a month. Maybe it's $2 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. By doing that, you fill the virtual stadium, and we can preach the gospel every single day to them, where Reverend Billy Graham only preached it once. And look at the return. We can turn the heart of this nation. Do it now. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving.
You know, John, when I'm listening to the VFN radio program, I am so encouraged, mm-hmm. and I listen to it. And you got the first hour, there's that break, you go right, and I don't know about anybody else, but I'm air guitaring. During that intro, when it's coming down, all of our VFN radio listeners, it is okay to air guitar.
No, that's right.
Because as far as I know, I've got that solo mastered, and if you know it, I'm rocking that air guitar. But when that segment's over, I'm like, man, I got to wait until tomorrow to hear the next program. And I'm like, oh, all right. Okay. Well, if you haven't heard yet, if you don't know yet, you can listen to a program back to back to back. Yeah. You can listen to 5 programs back to back to back and listen to the marathon weekend. You might be listening to the Monday's program or the Tuesday's program, and then you got to wait 24 hours the next one. Well, you can listen to all 5 programs with no breaks in between. So check out the whole weekend marathon, Saturday, 9 a.m. Central until Monday, 9 a.m. Central, the weekend marathon.
Welcome back to VFN Radio's Extra Hour. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me is John Ramos and Pat Hamilton. Well, we're talking about the prophetic warnings and things that are taking place, and, you know, it's just, you know, we need to really focus on, you're going to see on the VFN Torch, you know, the Guy Fawkes mask in the Middle East, anti-American protesters, and they're standing, and written on the wall behind them is the word prophet. Prophet. And so when you're going to be really surprised, because this one particular post you're going to see today available on the VFN Torch or on your highlights, we're going to be talking about every single thing God said about what this mask represents. And it is a prophetic word. It's a prophetic word about what's going to take place. We've had very specific things about it. And one thing that comes with it, the very thing, last thing the Lord said about it, is the flood that we've been talking about. A destructive flood, which is the flood of the enemy just flooding in. And what's happening right now, America's being baited. We're being baited that, hey, get your stuff out here in the Middle East. Come bring your troops out here. Bring your ships out here. I mean, you think about it. And it's like, you know, come all the way out there. And then all of a sudden what we saw happen in the embassies happens. And we're already weakened. Our economy, we lost 40%+ of our value of our money. We are, we just printed more money yesterday in the QE3, where they're buying, buying securities that are backed by mortgages, which means this, they're buying people's houses. The government is buying people's, securities. For example, you borrow money for your house and then they loan you money, but then the company, puts all these, mortgages together. And they present it on the stock market, and they sell your mortgages, and now you're owned by stockholders. And so they're buying bonds and securities that are backed by mortgages. Or in other words, they're buying your houses. Wow. The government's buying your houses. They've approved $40 billion a month to do it, and it's unlimited.
Wow.
So what was just said, remember Paulson, when Paulson was talking about,
yes,
and that's exactly what Federal Reserve looked like yesterday on C-SPAN. His gut was just shaking. You could hear his vocal cords were rattling, and he's saying, this is what we're going to do. And he knows.
I saw a headline that came across that this has been the most innovative, what do you call his position?
Thief?
Bernanke, yeah. Fed Chair?
Fed Chair, Reserve Board.
They call it innovate, the most innovative of all time. Thinking, this is something.
Well, $40 billion a month, unlimited, they can go on forever, buying the homes. And what happens is, when God begins to take a people under, allow a people to go under a Nebuchadnezzar, for example, like he did in Israel, or like when he is allowing the Syrians to come in because we wouldn't listen to them, type thing, then you'll lose the control of your home. You'll have to rent your home back from the government. Yeah, your government will tell you things like, you can only drink this much Coke. You can't buy a Coke, because now that we're taking care of your health care, you know, you can't eat wings on Friday.
Or pizza.
And pizza, yeah, right.
And they just passed it in New York.
I know, so I'm saying, but you're looking at government and say, listen, hey, if you want me to take care of your health care, then you got to listen to me tell you how to eat and tell you how to live and tell you how much. And this is what's coming. Rationing's coming big time. And rationing is, you know, when we're no longer the currency that people have to first trade their money into before they buy oil. And this is how it works. We may miss a couple things today, but I just want to stay on this for a moment. The reason why there's so much arrogance and cockiness in the financial districts in America, you know, some know it and some don't know it, but some are living in it, is because before you can buy fuel anywhere in the world, before you can buy a barrel of oil, no matter what your currency is, it can be the krona, it can be the yen, you know, it can be the Dutch mark, it could be the euro, you have to actually first convert your money to the American dollar. So you got to take your yen, for example, and take your yen, and then you go buy American dollars with it, and then you take the American dollars, and then you go buy the oil.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? It doesn't matter what their economies are doing, because they have to take our money. Big deal. In other words, so our money would be stable because they have to first convert their money to our money. Now, imagine this, and this is imagine this. And I was just talking. I'm in communication right now with Dudermeyer Duderman's grandson. You know, Michael. He's in Russia right now, so we're having a little difficulty talking back and forth. But imagine now the currency is no longer the American dollar, that they devalued the dollar so much that the euro. They say the euro is the one that we want to use now, and it's called the mark, the euro dollar, right? The euro dollar,
right?
And the mark.
Interesting,
isn't it? And we can verify that, but you know that verify that in the post so you can make sure you have a related link to it. But the and so that means that when we have to take our dollars at that point and we have to convert our dollars to the euro. Well, if you look at the 10 horns and you look at the things set up, you know, eventually that's going to happen for prophetically.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll no longer be the dominant economy. And seeing that America said no to God 3 times, took him out of our platform, denied Israel, all, you know, think this could be an appropriate time to make that prophetic adjustment,
mm-hmm.
you know, and which means this, we may have to take 10,000 American dollars to convert them to 10 euro. So that we can actually buy a barrel of gasoline to be able to run our car. Because that's what they have to do now. That's why they print tons and tons of money. When you go to, you go buy you're in Rome or something, you have lira, you've got 10,000 lira for a candy bar. You're thinking, you're bringing out your old calculator going, this just can't be right. Can't be right. And it comes out to like 50 cents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or they were in Russia when the fall of the economy took place, you know, and the Soviet Union. And they literally took wheelbarrow of money into a store, bakery store, trying to buy some bread. You know, and the reason why people take your dollars for their products because they feel it's worth something. But the second that it's not worth anything, it's not worth anything. I mean, think about this. If you have a piece of trash on the ground, how many people's left that piece of trash on the ground? They just keep walking right past it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It could be the same piece of paper the size of a dollar, but it's just a piece of paper, right? But then you see a dollar blow down the street, and predominantly every single person would pick it up because they see value in it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Now imagine that dollar just being a piece of paper blowing, and it means nothing. It's like monopoly mm-hmm. money.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you do with that? Especially if you don't know God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or if you did know God, but you didn't. I mean, you're going to just be devastated because we're all fixing to be devastated, I believe. It's going to be like David at Ziklag. But if you have nothing to encourage yourself about, you know, if you've lived your life for yourself and it's been very narcissistic, and I'm telling you, right now you can begin to make decisions now. On this side.
You need to be prepared. You need to be prepared. I heard something here recently that they were reporting that even the quantity of things that you're going to be able to purchase is going to be so greatly reduced. They found this in other countries that when the economy was crashing, that these companies could still make a profit by selling, let's say, detergent soap or clothing soap. People couldn't afford to buy big bulks and boxes like we do now. So they were selling daily portions of soap. And you're not going to be able to buy a whole bunch of Band-Aids, a box of Band-Aids at 25. They'll sell you 2 or 3 at a time. And it's going to take an adjustment. It's going to take a major
adjustment.
We saw
that during the hurricanes, you know, where they have, a $300 generator being sold for $3,000 or something.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
But if you understand the technology, what's happened in regards to supply and demand, it's become so well structured that when a store runs out of Cheerios, for example,
mm-hmm.
or Corn Flakes on their shelf, they digitally order it. It immediately goes back to the producer. The producer does not have a box of Cheerios sitting on their shelf. They will produce that box of cereal, and they will ship it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's called, you know, it's first in, first out inventory. It's just in time. It's called just in time inventory, which means this, that they produce it just in time for you to sell it, which is really cool if you're a business. But if you're a nation, that's horrific because it means this. When a storm hits, there's no production. There's mm-hmm. nothing going to be on the shelf for a long period of time because manufacturers,
when the hurricanes, for example, hit Florida and hit the Gulf Coast area and hit New Orleans, for example, I don't care who you were, whether you're a Christian, whether you're a man or a woman, whether you're a Muslim, whether you're rich police or rich or you're the governor, everybody was out of work.
Mm-hmm.
I remember looking at this one guy's feet. He had no shoes. He had walked. His feet were bleeding, just walking to kind of get to us. He's going to get to a store. You can't even cash a check. There's no place to, no banks are not there to be able to cash your check. So paychecks mean nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, I've talked to the banks and the banks said, well, you know, we're not going to let you, get your money. We already had that figured out already that we're not going to let you get your money.
Mm-hmm.
And, which means they'll declare a bank holiday. They'll give them time for everybody to calm down a little bit. And then once they do that, then they'll come back up again. But you're not going to be able to run to the bank, which means you'll be without money. They were without money down in New Orleans and Louisiana and all those areas and Mississippi and Waveland. And so what happens, the government came in and gave everybody credit cards. They gave them credit mm-hmm. cards, and they started digitally giving the money out. And once they gave the money out, then with that, they were in control. They knew everything they bought. And believe me, some people bought stupid stuff. It was crazy
TVs
what they were doing.
TVs and games. And
yeah, they were like buying
junk.
Like you're living in a auditorium here.
Exactly.
You got a cot on a basketball court here mm-hmm. with another 3,000 people, and you just went and took the money that was given to you and bought something for your PlayStation game.
Exactly.
You know, and the mindset, mm-hmm. there's not the right mindset. We have a long ways to go, and the enemy mm-hmm. can take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, here we are. We're bringing this to you. This is what we've been training for a day such as this. You know, it's not what, you know, it's not our plan, but mm-hmm. We have prepared for it. And, and you, we've got things here for you. We have simple plan how you can begin to hang out with God and have a meaningful, abiding relationship, which means you can actually hear from Him, and you can learn His voice. We have a teaching available for you on VFN TV talking about the voice of the Lord. If it's not available, please make that available. You know, the voice of the Lord, hearing God, and we talk about how God speaks to His people and give you some examples. You know, we are doing what we're doing right now because we've heard the voice of the Lord, but we've also seen people who just shut you down the second you start talking about the voice of the Lord.
Mm.
So there's going to be people who don't want to, who claim to be believers, but they don't want to hear anything that God mm-hmm. said. They call you crazy, but they put Jeremiah in jail. He was saying what was right.
Mm-hmm.
And they put Jesus on a cross. They beheaded Paul. They hung James. They crucified Peter upside down. They drug Mark, I believe it was, through a city with meat hooks. I mean, they boiled, if you look, they boiled believers, burned people at a stake. And these people were right, you know. Mm-hmm. And so just because bad things happen to people who are delivering truth does not mean the truth that they were delivering was not accurate. It means mm-hmm. people didn't want to hear it.
That's right.
They didn't want to hear the truth. And we've seen a lot of that. We've seen a lot of that to this point. But we're also seeing now that everybody's being faced now about the reality. It's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening. It's escalating. And when it subsides, when this thing subsides and the throbbing of this festering wound on the earth begins to calm down a little bit, a shift is going to have taken place. And mm-hmm. everybody's going to say, phew. But they're not going to understand. The whole thing just shifted.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're looking at probably more of a world evolving government and where you wouldn't stand up for, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God. Their expectation is going to be, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the world.
Mm.
I mean, that's the ultimate goal. I mean, right. You're looking at, there's a reason why our president went on an apology tour to these Islamic nations, you know, publicly saying one thing, but obviously promising a caliphate, it looks like, behind the scenes,
right.
If you'll work with me. It's a reason why that transition took place when George Soros and the whole world financial crew got together with two of our presidential candidates in that meeting place in America. In that meeting room with Senator Hillary Clinton and Senator Barack Obama at that time, and they decided this is how it's going to go. And now you see the most traveled Secretary of State in the history of the of America, Hillary Clinton, has traveled, and she's laughing. She's laughing at the death of the Libyan president. She's just laughing. We came, we fought, he died. You know, we're sending drones into Islamic nations and pegging leaders off. That can only happen. You can only invade sovereign territories when there's a people in there that's saying, hey, we're for all this because we are taking over the world power right here. There's something happening in the world. We're going into Yemen and we're killing an American with a drone. We killed an American with a drone there, the one that was heading up some attacks that were coming against our country. We're on a daily Tuesday list, supposedly our president has a kill list where he was sending people. You just don't travel sovereign territories and go start killing people without having some sort of international agreement, some sort of agreement going on under the table that says we're going to let you come. Imagine America. Well, imagine America. We see a drone, which obviously we will. But see a little drone flying in today, and it goes over and it shoots somebody, you know, in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we would be all over that. We would be all over that. You see Bubba come out with his shotgun shooting everything down in the air, right? I don't care. It looks like a drone to me. Bam. You know, because that we, but we're
that
not,
could
we're not even
very well be a reality.
But we're not even saying that way towards what's happening. We're doing this to other nations in the name. It says U.S. United States of America on them drones. I'm sure inside somewhere, you know, it's our property. It's our decisions that are making. And our Secretary of State sits there on television laughing, saying about killing the president of Libya. You know, we came, we fought, he's dead. I'm like, oh, you don't do that about anybody. The thing about it is, it's not a, it's you could say it's a conspiracy, but it's just a huge shifting of the world taking place right now. And that's why we don't know how long we have to be able to do what we're doing, but we're going to do it up until we can't do it anymore. And we commit to walk with you. And it's not, our walk with the church is not dependent upon technology because, you know, you, God, and your brothers and sisters, you know, we can walk on and the church will live and the church will thrive. Matter of fact, the church is about to grow rapidly.
That's right.
You know, not the building, not the organizations, not the non-501c3s. You know, the church remains like a vacuum of silence right now while all this is taking place. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's like, where's the church? You say, well, you can't say nothing because you might lose your nonprofit status. Like, dude, you're going to lose your nation and possibly your soul.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, and if you aren't telling God's people, then Ezekiel, God says that their blood's going to be on your hand.
Mm.
And so this is what God has been showing. He's showing us that, you know, think about, you know, Brother John Kilpatrick, how he saw, you know, a quaking and a shake, shaking that took so, it was so heavy that the earth was shaken so much that it's in this vision dream, both of them, his teeth were hitting each other so hard. As he was running through the school, which I believe is the teachings, you know, represents all that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mississippi split so wide, and I hope it swallows that Parthenon in Nashville. But that it splits so wide that no bridge goes across it. You have to fly from one side to the other. Or you look at John Paul Jackson, who prophesied, he said, as soon as the fall, the removal of Mubarak takes place. As soon as that takes place, then that is when this all will begin. Well, that's exactly what's happening. Here it is.
That's right.
And our president was a key player in bringing in the Muslim Brotherhood to be able to come to that speech in Cairo that begin to paint a picture how the Muslim Brotherhood is a reasonable form of government for Egypt and for other parts of the country. Our Secretary of State has the daughter of a former head of the powerful leader in the Muslim Brotherhood who's passed now, and his wife as well. And now she is the assistant to the Secretary of State of America and the one that travels all these nations. And when it was just barely mentioned by Congressman Michelle Bachmann, they just pounded her and they just humiliated her. And because she and other ones brought up and said, listen, aren't you going to vet her? Aren't you going to just take her through a process of making sure that it's the right person to have there? That's all she brought up. Everybody's vetted in these positions, and they did not even vet her, which means, you know, check her out and go through these backgrounds the normal way that you do it, like through Congress, I guess, and appoint these different people because they know all of our secrets. And it's like they that they're erasing the name Radical Islam from the FBI libraries, from the CIA libraries, from, and it's like they're not even taking this guy to trial in Fort Hood. They're letting him determine whether he's going to, you know, everything. It's like,
they don't allow him to keep his beard. I mean, yeah, it's just like, give me a break.
It is totally, totally amazing how we're apologizing for what's taking place for the freedom of speech in America, while at the same time, we're justifying this guy not going to trial in Fort Hood and calling that just some sort of, they didn't call it terrorist. They call it just some sort of domestic disturbance, you know, and it's just like, come on. We're being turned over and we have to pay attention. We need to wake up and listen. Our God is powerful. If we turn to him and we repent and we cry out to him, then there's hope. There's hope. There's hope that, you know, that we can make it. Mm-hmm. We can make it. Some of the things the Lord has shown us, you know, you can go to VFN TV and watch, you know, Our God Does Speak. And it's a conversation that was recorded on a conference call of ministers from around America that are sharing what God said to them about the future of this country and their strategies. Listen, there's somebody behind this. It's not the people you think it is. It's a mask. You know, there's somebody else behind it that has a goal to be able to control the economies of the world. And I think there's a word in the Bible, we're coming to an end here, that says, in the end, there'll be a beast economy, he'll be over it, and you can't buy or sell without having the mark. Listen, we got to wake up. We need eyes to see and ears to hear. Now, we don't know. It looks like it's all headed eventually, you know, into, obviously it is in that direction, but we want to know what it is, where it is, and don't want to take it if it is. Well, God bless you. More to come. We come to the end of the extra hour right here. God bless you. Be encouraged. Be strong. Know the Lord is with you. He that is in you is greater than he that's in the world. Well, we didn't have our word of wisdom today, a moment of wisdom, but we will tomorrow. Don't forget about the 24/7. That'll be kicking in a few moments, in 30 minutes, and the marathon weekend. The marathon weekend that'll be going on tomorrow all weekend long, starting at 9 a.m. Central. God bless you. You can find out more at vfntv.com.